Good morning, everyone. Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by gate, but climbs in another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are all thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." This is the word of God.
Let us bow into prayer, and I invite you to pray with me. Lord, thank you for your word that we just heard. We ask that you would speak to us directly this morning, to our hearts. May your spirit open our minds. May you remove any obstacles that might prevent us from hearing your voice, following the voice of the Good Shepherd. Bless us now with your word. We pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen. We live in a world that is very, very loud. If you turn on the TV, a voice tells you to be afraid. If you pick up your phone, a voice tells you that you aren't enough, or unless you buy this product, or look this way, or vote for that person. There are voices of division. There are voices of greed. There are now also fake voices generated by machines to mimic reality. So it's a cacophony. It's overwhelming. But in the middle of all of that noise, Jesus stands and says, "My sheep know my voice." And so the question for us today isn't, are you listening? It is, whose voice are you actually hearing? I want to tell you about a woman named Joan Trompauer Mulholland. And you might have heard of her. But in the 1960s, Joan was what was called a freedom rider. And she was a white woman who joined the resistance against segregation. And she was sitting on segregated buses and at whites-only lunch counters with her fellow protesters. And she was shot at, she was cursed, she was locked up in the Mississippi State Penitentiary. At one point, she was trapped in a car surrounded by the KKK. And she was convinced that she was going to die that night. But when people asked her later if she was paralyzed by fear, she said something profound. "You should not waste any time on fear. Fear paralyzes your brain." But how do you stay calm when the world is burning around you? You tune into a different frequency. Joan grew up hearing the voice of the shepherd in her church. She heard Jesus say, "Love your neighbor as yourself. And she realized that if she truly heard the shepherd's voice, she couldn't ignore the injustice of segregation. Because how can that be loving your neighbor as yourself? And when I read this, it reminded me of when I was a young person living in apartheid South Africa. The idea, you know, that every Sunday in church, like here this morning, we would profess our faith and hear the voice of Jesus say, love your neighbor as yourself. And yet my neighbor, simply based on the color of their skin, was not allowed to worship with me in the same church because of segregation, because of apartheid. And it was something that, you know, didn't make sense to me, because I could not reconcile the two. Calling yourself a Christian and living into that reality of segregation. So in any case, for Joan, the voice of the shepherd was louder than the voice of the mob. In John 10, Jesus describes two types of leaders. And he says, I tell you for certain, only thieves and robbers climb over the fence instead of going in through the gate to the sheep pen. Talks about thieves. He talks about robbers. They climb over the fence. They don't care about the sheep. They only care about what they can get from the sheep. They come to steal, to kill, to destroy. And then he says, but the gatekeeper opens the gate for the shepherd, and he goes through it. The sheep know their shepherd's voice. He calls each of them by name and leads them out. And when he has led out all of his sheep, he walks in front of them and they follow because they know his voice. And of course, he talks about himself, the good shepherd. He enters through the gate. He calls his sheep by name. They trust him. When he calls, he doesn't drive them from behind with a whip, walks in front of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. In the Old Testament, the prophet Ezekiel warned us about bad shepherds. He said, you shepherds of Israel are doomed. You take care of yourselves while ignoring my sheep. Leaders who feed themselves while the flock goes hungry. Leaders who ignore the sick and abandon the lost. But look at our shepherd Jesus. Our shepherd is the one who binds up the broken. Our shepherd is the one who feeds us with justice. Our shepherd is the one who says, I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. I didn't come to take from you. I came so that everyone would have life, real life, eternal life, more and better life than you ever dreamed of. And then Jesus says, I tell you for certain that I am the gate for the sheep. He says, I am the gate. A gate is a place of protection, but it's also a place of passage. And then Jesus goes further and he says, I am the gate, and all who come in through me will be saved. Through me they will come and go and find pasture. And what it means is that Jesus is the passage to abundant life. What Psalm 23 pictures as green pasture and still water and right paths. An abundant life is a gift. But It's a gift of the risen Savior. It's what we celebrate with particular joy during the season of Easter. And by contrast, Jesus says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. That's abundant death and not abundant life. But to follow Jesus through that gate means that we need to leave the safety of the comfortable fold to find the abundant pasture. And for Joan Mulholland, that pasture was a prison cell, a lunch counter. For me, growing up in South Africa, it was the realization that a church that excludes a neighbor based on skin color is a church that has stopped listening to the shepherd. Now, what is profound is that the good shepherd doesn't just give us a better life, he gives us his own life. He laid it down on the cross so that we could stop living in fear of the thieves of this world. So here's the challenge for all of us. The world isn't going to get any quieter. The notifications will keep popping up. The news will keep shouting. The strangers will keep calling. Many will pretend to be a good shepherd, or even pretend to be the shepherd. There will be more fake propaganda on your social media feeds. The voices are endless, real and fake. But only one really matters: the voice of the good shepherd. And as followers of Christ, we are challenged to hear the shepherd's voice and follow his teaching. Because you see, you have a shepherd who knows your name. So when fear tells you to hide, listen for the voice that says, "Peace, be still." When the world tells you to hoard, listen for the voice that says, "Give to the poor." When the noise tells you to hate, listen for the voice that says, "Love your enemy." Because the shepherd is walking ahead of us. He's already on the path, and he's calling us right now, not to a life of safety, but to a life of abundance. Are you listening? Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, we do live in a time where there are so many voices, where there are so many who pretend to be the real voice. May your spirit lead us. May your spirit make us aware of what is the truth. May your spirit enable us to hear the voice of the only good shepherd, of Jesus, who loves us, who only wants what's best for us, who wants to provide us with good life, with abundant life, with eternal life. May that be the voice that we listen to. May that be the voice that we know. May that be the voice that we follow. We pray this in the name of the Good Shepherd, in the name of Jesus. Amen.